Alright, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 188 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series we started last time on Why Am I Here? This is going to be part two. You know, we talked about how in episode 187, that burden in your heart may be a link to your calling in life. But now, after you discover your calling, what do you do next? This is one question that I feel like many times people don't answer. And the thing is, your answer to this question sometimes can determine if that calling you have in your heart will be fulfilled or not. So, again, some people discover their calling, but you then see them, they swing into action in unwise ways. Like, for example, look at Moses. We talked about Moses last time. Moses had this burden in his heart to deliver the people of Israel. But his first order of business was to go out and kill an Egyptian. That unwise execution placed him in exile for 40 years. Joseph had a glimpse of what his future would look like in relation to his brothers, right? He told his brothers all his wonderful dreams. What did he do first? Again, he told others his dream. Those same people conspired to kill him. But look at Nehemiah. Nehemiah, he also had a burden in his heart. If you look at Nehemiah chapter 1, when he was told about the condition of Jerusalem, he had a burden in his heart to do something about it. But what did he do first? He prayed, he fasted, and he worked in the secret place first. He prayed, he fasted, and he worked in the secret place first. If you look at the book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4, Nehemiah chapter 2, if you look at verse 4b, like the second half of it, and verse 5, Nehemiah, before he went to the king, right, he said a prayer to God. He fasted. He sought the face of God first. That was his first order of business. And if you notice, after he did that, he was pretty much unstoppable, despite all that transpired along the way. You see, some people, in their excitement of realizing their calling, they put the cart before the horse. You see, some people, in the excitement of their calling, they want to become immediate superstars. The thing is, you need to realize that there is usually a period of time between the realization of a calling, right, where you realize your calling in life, and when that calling then becomes fulfilled. So there's usually some kind of time period between calling realization and calling fulfillment. You know, Nehemiah was wise in settling things with God first before doing anything else. What did Jesus do before he started his ministry? Jesus did not just go out and start his ministry. The first thing he did was he prayed and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. After that, he was unstoppable. So what am I saying from all these examples I'm giving? When you realize you're calling and you're wondering what next is what? Check in with God. Like, look at Queen Esther in the Bible. She was a very wise executor. You know, when she knew what Haman was trying to do to her people, she did not in the heat of the moment go straight to the king. She also did not in the heat of the moment make her request at banquet number one. Because many people think she just met Haman once. No, she met Haman multiple times. She fasted and she prayed for 3 days first. She established rapport with Haman first. She bided her time first, but then she struck at the right time. The thing is, people that execute well, they will see a calling through to completion. But people that execute poorly, even if they have the right calling, that calling may never be fulfilled. Or they may actually lengthen the fulfillment of that calling. So, because many failures that you actually see in the world, so they are poor execution failures. These people, they all have the right calling, but just their way of execution is just all wrong. It's just all wrong. They have the right ideas, they have the passion, but they just have no wisdom, literally lack of wisdom. So excitement can be a very important fuel to pursue something, but it can also be the fire that burns that thing to the ground. Because you see, Moses, he had that fire in his bones. I want to save my people. I want to save my people. But what did that fire in his bones do? He ended up murdering someone. That's poor execution. So when you have a calling, when you just realize you have a calling, share it with God first. Let God be the source of your next steps. God will guide you in the right direction. Because the thing is, if you share your idea with someone else first, that person can end up undercutting you. When you get a calling, don't be impatient. If it's from God, that calling will certainly come to pass, right? But after you've discovered that calling, be measured, be prudent in the steps that you take. So, you know, start first in the presence of God. Then spend some time thinking, you know, strategizing, planning, developing yourself, right? You don't have to go out and share the calling with everyone immediately. No, take some time, think, strategize, plan, develop yourself, right? All these wise actions are foundation building exercises. So when God sees that you're doing the right things, right? You're seeking his face, you're trying to develop yourself, you're trying to prepare, you're trying to plan, all those things. Then the open reward, all those things you're doing in the secret place will be met with an open reward, right? Your heavenly Father that sees what you do in secret will reward you openly, right? So these foundation exercises, they provide ammunition to, you know, counter the obstacles ahead of you, right? You see, Nehemiah had some very formidable obstacles. He had the right vision, had the right calling, everything. He had some very formidable obstacles, but that initial prep work that he did, that initial prep work he did, made a huge difference. Jesus, his ministry was very effective because, again, he had a very good preparatory foundation. So again, I will highly, highly encourage you, you know, people listening to this podcast, after you realize your vision, after you realize your calling, go to God first. Go to God first. You're not going to become a superstar immediately. Don't let that excitement get the best of you. Go to God first. And after going to God first, then you can do some planning, some preparation, and everything else, right? Work in the secret place. Like, oh, wow. Okay, my calling is to do X, Y, Z. Okay, ask yourself, okay, first go to God. Usually God will tell you what to do. I'm telling you, people don't believe that God does not, people don't believe that God speaks these days. God absolutely speaks. God will speak to you. God will speak to you, right? And usually you will also say, okay, man, okay, this calling, what are some things I need to do to realize this calling? What are some things, what are some skills I need to have? You may not have every single skill you need. What are some skills I have? What are some skills I need? What are some things I need to set in order, right? Build a foundation first before you start building a house on it. Many people want to build a house immediately, but they don't want to lay down a foundation, right? So there's this part of the Bible in Psalms 11 verse 3 that says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do, right? So even if you're a righteous person, if your foundations are not good, then things are not going to work out well in the end. So when you realize you're calling, set the foundation. The foundation is very important. It's like the basis for pretty much every other thing you're going to achieve, right? So again, like I said, go to God first. Well, what is one of the ways you can go to God first? Before you can fulfill God's plans and purposes for your entire life, the first thing you need to do is you need to go to God, right? You need to go to him and ask him for mercy. If you know that you'll be living a life that does not please him, if you know you've never surrendered your life to Christ, your first step is to surrender to God first. So if you want to surrender to God today, if you want to, because God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross to set you free from sin. If you want to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. I need your help. I confess all my sins before you. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Cleanse me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for all of us listening to this podcast. Give us the grace after we realize our calling. For those of us that have not realized it, open our eyes to see those callings. But after we realize it, help us, Lord, to execute properly. Help us to lay the right foundations. Help us to spend time in prayer, in fasting, in seeking your face, in preparing ourselves so that we lay the right foundation, so that when we start building, things are going to work out well. My King and my God, I just commit this new week into your hands. I pray that you please strengthen us. You please help us to do your will. May please glorify your name in our lives and in our destinies. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. And I pray that the Lord strengthen you and keep you all the way to the end. But there are three things you should do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website, 96 to 101. is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It's going to teach you specific things you should do so you can grow your walk with God. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. Many people love the New Living Translation. Read it every day. Meditate on it. Do what it says. Apply what you're reading. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. Number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, and they preach things that are inconsistent with the Word of God. I kid you not, this is a very popular kind of church, right? They want to agree with society. They don't want to be at odds with society, right? So they'd rather be at odds with the Word of God than at odds with the world. That is not a place you want to be. So find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true, pure, undiluted Word of God is preached. And when you hear something in church, go back and check Scripture. Does it line up with Scripture? Does it line up with Scripture, right? If you notice that, man, they're preaching a lot of things in this church that does not line up with Scripture, you want to go ahead and walk away. That's not a place you want to be, right? So fellowship with other believers consistently, that's going to strengthen you and help you grow. Spend time in the Word of God and obey what you've read. Listen to episodes 96 to 101. It'll tell you things to do to grow your walk with God. And as you do so, all will be well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. So have a wonderful week. God bless you. I'll see you in episode 189. Bye for now and shalom. Thank you.